Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I absolutely love early adopters. Look, as someone who is probably like you, a visionary, someone who's a creative who likes to, you know, develop new things, I love when other people jump in early. You know, when they are early adopters. To me, that's when the most life is. That's the most exciting. That's when there's total energy. And sometimes people delay. Sometimes people they hang back. You know, they don't want to jump in. They don't want to be the first. Listen, when you're the first person, you will always be remembered. Think about it. We always remember the very first people who help us when we're in need. If you've ever gone through a tragedy, if you've ever needed something, when you are in need, you remember the person who first helped you. And so what I'm saying is there's big reward when you're an early adopter. I just got off the phone with a young man today. I'm not going to share his name because you'll find out about him in the near future. But I share this concept with him and I was excited and he was excited. And he's like, I'm in. And whenever somebody says that, I'm kind of a little bit surprised, I'll be honest, because I tend to be like that too. When my gut resonates with whatever I'm hearing and I know it's a match, why not? Why not jump in? Why not go for it? Some people call that impulsive. I'm not impulsive. I took a personality test once and I was like way low on the impulse scale. My wife is way high. Opposites attract, right? But what I am impulsive about is when something is a match. And I don't think it's an impulse anymore because it's not based on feeling. It's based on logic. It's based on, you just know it. You know it in your gut. And so I want to challenge you. What are you an early adopter about? And what do you drag your heels about? And here's what's interesting. If you drag your heels in the beginning, you'll probably drag your heels the whole way. In other words, somebody once said, you know, if something doesn't make you say, heck yeah, although they said another word, if something doesn't make you say, heck yeah, then don't do it. And so, you know, why do we have to be convinced many times and persuaded and then go begrudgingly? I want to know, I want to be around people who see it, who feel it, who go for it. You know, in my favorite book, even Jesus said, look, follow me. And it says, boom, they left their nets, they left their father, and they followed him. Whether it's life, whether it's business, we know about this in terms of business. Ray Kroc walks into the McDonald's restaurants, right? In the beginning, and you know, I'm not a McDonald's expert or anything, but as the story goes, he walks in and he sees this speedy service system and he's like, boom, this is it. This is exactly what I need. I think he was a shake maker and he knew he was lacking in the process of making shakes. But when he walked in and saw the McDonald's brothers, immediately he was an early adopter and he wanted the whole thing. He's like, I'm taking the whole thing. Let's roll. Let's make it happen. So you can only be that type of person in life when you have clarity. And that's why clarity is so important. It literally frees you up and it avoids all that sideways energy. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And look, let's not be driven by impulse, by emotion, but let's be driven by clarity. And when we do have clarity, let's rush in and be early adopters.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.